With horror stories of people going bankrupt or retiring broke from the use and abuse of plastic, you may find yourself encouraging your child to stay away from credit cards. And while that advice may be meant well, credit cards have a deeply rooted part of American life, and we all know it'll only be a matter of time until they own one themselves. So the key is how to teach them how to use it properly. So to share some tips on how to do just that is Rod Mercado, President and CEO of Financial Rescue LLC. Hi, Rod. Welcome back to the show.
Salamat. So hindi natin dinakita.
Well, for today, ikaw na si Tito Rod kasi inaabiso mo yung mga kanesya natin about how to tell their kids about credit. Kasi daddy ka rin, di ba, Rod?
Oo. So, si Benedict, di ba? 13 years old si Benedict.
13 years old na ba siya? Ang tanda na natin. Okay. Yeah, that's right. So, how old was Benedict when you started talking to him about
siguro 12 years old siya nung umpisahan namin yon.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, konti lang, hindi ko kagad binigla. I started with asking him to manage his own cash.
Mm.
So, di ba yung pera sa eskwela, $5, uh-huh, ingatan mo yan, uh-huh, hindi ginagas, basta. So, unang-unang dapat nating tandaan, kapag tinuturuan natin mga bata, ay yung turuan natin sila kung paano i-manage yung cash nila at yung savings account nila.
Mm-hmm.
Pag tinanong mo nga siya, magkano pera mo sa savings account, sabihin niya sa'yo, magkano.
Alam
tapos
niya
sasabihin
yung,
niya, pero para sa aking ano yun, studies.
Ah, galing.
So, ganun kabata pa lang, dapat natutunan na nila yun.
Galing. And I think yung importante is pinag-usapan niya na talaga, you talk about money with him. Kasi
yan,
may mga kaibigan ako na dito lumaki sa States, sinabi nila, hindi sila tinuruan ng mag-Tagalog ng parents nila para makapag-usap yung magulang nila sa Tagalog about money na hindi nila naiintindihan.
Para sa akin, hindi tama yun. Eh, no? Basta pwede mo na ma-engage yung bata na pag-usapan tungkol sa pera, dapat in-engage mo na yan.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion actually is for them to, you know, hold a regular meeting.
About money,
pag-usapan. Ito yung mga dapat natin pag-usapan pag pinag-uusapan ng pera,
okay,
sa pamilya. Okay. Turuan mo sila kung paano i-manage yung cash.
Mm-hmm.
Number
so
one.
Cash,
or
savings.
Savings. Or paano i-invest yung pera.
Aba.
Budgeting is very important too.
So do you think, Rod, na pag sinama mo yung anak mo while you're doing your own household budget, makakatulong ba yun
mas sa kanya? Maganda yan. Kasi
okay,
actual nilang nakikita, di ba?
Right.
Nakakatulong pa sila sa'yo. Tingnan natin, gagawa ka ng budget mo. Pinag-usapan nyo, ito lang kinita ng papa mo. Ito yung mga gastos natin.
Mm-hmm.
Dito natin napupunta. At makikita nila doon, nandoon din yung savings portion. Remember,
right,
palagi ko sinasabi yun. So,
it shows them the real,
case, eh, di ba?
Yes, correct. So, let's say that they do that already. Ngayon, mm-hmm, and now it's time to get a credit card. Anong klaseng
okay
credit card ang maganda? Paano mo silang, how do you tell them that it's really important to take care of it?
Okay, unang-una, napaka-importante ng credit sa Amerika.
Oh.
Alam natin yun. Pero kailangan alagaan nila ang paghawak ng CC, no? Sabi nga natin, pagbutihin ang paghawak ng credit cards para hindi ka mag-CC sa bandang huli.
Okay, gamitin mabuti ang CC
para hindi mag-CC.
Okay. Trademark yan ni Rod.
Correct.
Okay.
And then, kung talagang kailangan na nila mag-umpisa ng credit card, kumuha ka muna ng secured credit card.
Secured. Ano pag-usapan na natin yun?
Napag-usapan na natin yan.
Secured credit card, nabayaran mo na pretty much, di ba? May cash
may
equivalent.
Pondo ka doon. Let's say, 1,000 yung pondo mo.
Oh.
Then, yung ano mo, pwede mong gastos yan, limited dun sa pondo na nandoon. Like $1,000.
So, may safety net pa rin kahit pa paano kasi hindi naman sila pwedeng umover doon.
Yun. At turuan mo siyang i-manage. So, bantayan mo rin, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Hanggang talagang kaya, alam mo na, at least pagpunta ng kolehiyo yan, hindi ka matatakot dahil alam niyang mag-manage ng cash, kaya niya mag-manage ng cash deposits niya.
Mm.
At the same time, kaya niya responsible use of credit cards.
So the bottom line, Rod, is para din tong investment, pag-usapan niyo na ngayon para sa in the future, hindi na magkakaroon ng problema.
Tama yun.
All right, Rod. Kung may mga tanong pa, para kay Tito Rod, saan po kayo mahahanap?
Oh, matatawagan niyo kami mga Canadians sa 1-877-973-3287 or visit our website, financialrescuellc.com. Like us on Facebook.
Okay. Rod, pag si Lucas, medyo may katandaan na magsa-summer camp siya for
sure,
finances sa bahay ninyo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Salamat.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us, Rod.
Thank you.
Call Financial Rescue at 1-877-97-DEBTS. That's 1-877-97-DEBTS for free consultation.